In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, this is the last pre-sanctified liturgy for the year. We won't have another one until Great Lent begins again, if God grants us life the next year. And in this pre-sanctified liturgy, we especially commemorate, as on all of Holy Wednesday, the woman who anointed the Lord, preparing him for his burial, and also Judas, who betrayed the Lord. In one case, one was receiving her salvation because of her gratitude, and the other was finding permission because of his addiction to sin, and that addiction causing him to lose his mind so that he would actually kill his friend, his mentor, his teacher, and his God. So there's constantly an interplay of these two things, of these two people, discussing them in the services and comparing them and always personalizing them. And in the matins from last night or this morning, but we always serve matins in the evening during the Holy Week, sort of by anticipation. The Kontakion tells us how we should think of this woman's repentance. We should personalize it. It should be about us. I have transgressed more than the harlot, O loving Lord, yet never have I offered thee my flowing tears. But in silence I fall down before thee, and with love I kiss thy most pure feet, beseeching thee as Master to grant me remission of sins. And I cry to thee, O Savior, deliver me from the filth of my works. We see the spectacle of this woman's love, of her gratitude. It's more perfectly laid out in the Gospel of Luke. We just recently read it because it is the Gospel appointed for St. Mary of Egypt. In that Gospel, the Lord describes the woman saying, she has been forgiven much and therefore she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. We are supposed to love much. And yet, when we think of this woman, we say, we don't have tears that we put upon the Lord's feet. We don't have this deep feeling of compunction, or if we do, it is very seldom. It doesn't happen very often. And that's true. Now, you can think about that and become frenetic and become neurotic about it, or you can have the proper attitude concerning your lack of repentance, your lack of deep feeling. It's a fact. You shouldn't ignore it. But what you should do is exactly what is done in the Kontakion, stating the facts. I have transgressed more than this harlot, and yet I don't have tears. But in silence I fall down before thee. That means I beg for forgiveness. I beg for help. And what father would not help his child? No matter what his child has done, if his child comes to him and says, Papa, Abba, help me, he will help. And we have this sure and certain understanding that if we ask our Father, if we ask our Lord to help us, He will help. But we must come to Him with the right attitude. And the services especially teach us this attitude. An attitude that is lacking in other places where they proclaim the Lord Jesus. This sense of our sinfulness and humility concerning ourselves is always present in our services. But it's also always present with hope. Now, hope is not wishful thinking. That's what the meaning of the word has become now in our modern usage. I hope I will get a good grade on the test, even though I haven't studied. That's how we use hope now. But the Christian meaning of hope is this joyous and yet also sorrowful expectation of what is to come. Not belief. Belief has this idea that we think something is true. But knowledge. sure knowledge that the Lord will help us. So this hope is a watchful and awaiting expectation that the Lord will help us. Now, Holy Week especially, of all the times of the year, is a time when we must try to change kind of the way we think about things. Kind of the way we act about things. We take stock of ourselves and say, we're not like this woman at all. We don't have her repentance. We don't have her compunction. And we say, we have more similarities to Judas than we do to the woman. And we look at the other characters of this passion. Take, for example, Peter. Peter fell grievously. He denied the Lord 3 times, even though he had boasted that he would never do such a thing. But what did he do after he denied him? He wept bitterly, but he didn't depart from the Lord. How could he do that? He'd been with him for 3 years. He'd seen so many things, shared so many things, felt his heart turn and change when he was with the Lord. How could he leave him, even though he was a terrible sinner? So unlike Judas, who after he denied the Lord and sold him and then gave him the kiss to mock him so that he would be judged, Judas, who hung himself and didn't die from this hanging, but his bowels gushed out and he died in agony, he didn't repent. He was sorry, but he didn't repent. Because sorrow is not repentance. Sorrow is the beginning of repentance. Repentance is to change. Peter changed. And Peter was renewed. And we see that when the Lord renewed Peter after the resurrection, when he said, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And he said to him 3 times, feed my lambs, feed my sheep. Showing that he trusted that he would still carry on the work of the Lord. We must cultivate in ourselves, brothers and sisters, a feeling of repentance. It doesn't come from conjuring it up. It comes from living the Christian life and struggling and falling and getting up. And from hearing the examples of these people in Scripture expounded upon by the Holy Fathers in the services and trying to, in some way, inculcate this in our life. God will help us. I find Great Lent, and especially Holy Week, basically to be a period when I am trying to somehow change myself. Of course, I can't change myself without God's help. But without me trying, God's not going to change me. There has to be effort. Begin the effort by saying, honestly, I'm worse than the harlot. And I'm a lot like Judas. And I have denied the Lord many more than 3 times. By the way I live and act, by the priorities I have, by the things I hold dear, by the things I say, by the things I do. That is the beginning. And if you have this feeling about yourself, then the compunction will come. So cultivate in yourselves, brothers and sisters, this compunction. It doesn't happen magically. It happens over the course of effort and time. This is why it is so important to be part of our services. As often as possible. And by the way, possible is a relative term. What seems impossible is really possible. Sometimes when we think it's impossible to come to a service, it's because we don't want to or because we have another priority. Sometimes it is impossible. But in my experience as a pastor, sometimes we set the bar of possible way too high. It is possible to come to the services, to struggle and to try to acquire the mind that is being shown in them. And this Kontakian is an example. Recognizing that we are wretches, that we are sinners, but at the same time, in the same breath, saying that we bow down before Thee and begging the Lord that He will help us. This is the essence of the Christian life. To know that we're sinners, but that God will help us. And He will. May God help you to have this feeling. If I can do only one thing in this life as a pastor, it would be that somebody, many people, would understand this feeling that we must cultivate in ourselves. Because the Lord says, you ask not, you receive not because you ask not. How can we receive from God help regarding our sins if we don't recognize them and ask Him for help? And I'm fighting as a pastor, this terrible climate in our world now of license, and that this idea that to say anything is wrong is somehow limiting and somehow bigoted and somehow negative and maybe even neurotic and a sign of mental illness. In the Christian life, it is mental sobriety, mental wholeness and healthiness to recognize that something is wrong with us. But always, when we recognize it, always must be present hope in God. It is when you recognize something's wrong with you and do not hope in God that you're mentally ill. But when you recognize that you are a sinner and that with God helping you, you can become righteous, now you are healthy and on your way to complete perfection. May God help you in all things. Amen.